Hey, look, we've all been there. Stress from work, restless nights, your mind racing when you're trying to wind down. What if I told you there's a natural way to feel calmer and to sleep better? That's where CBDFX comes in. And let me tell you, they've got this figured out. They've got something for everyone, from sleep gummies to CBD capsules and topicals. Take their CBD and CBD night capsules, for example. These are designed to help you fall asleep quickly and stay asleep throughout the night. They contain CBN, what they call the ultimate relaxation cannabinoid, plus other natural sleep aids. And their original mixed berry CBD gummies have actually won 4 Healthline Best CBD Gummy Awards. They provide gentle, calming effects that boost your overall well-being with a delicious natural berry flavor. CBDFX has been around since 2014, so they know what they're doing. Everything's made right here in the USA with organic hemp. No GMOs, no pesticides, no harmful chemicals, plus third-party lab reports back everything up. Whether you want calm, focus, better sleep, or just an overall wellness boost, CBDFX has something for you. And right now, my listeners can get 40% off your first order with code ZABE at CBDFX.com. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, to get 40% off today. Feel the difference with CBDFX.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season, exclusively at MyBookie.
This is where the DJ talks. Don't say anything.
Okay. Edwards on the steal. Edwards, oh, what a move to the rack!
Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side.
Caught by Diggs. Stay
up! Oh my God!
30!
No!
10!
Touchdown!
Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis miracle!
Into deep left center for Mitchell. And we'll see you tomorrow night.
Why are you doing this?
It was our idea together, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
We agreed to say that, but
on takeoff.
In 1865, Horace Greeley said, "Go west, young man."
Decent singing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today is music.
That's right.
Ah, yes, this is the place. Charge, I just had to play the full open for you because I think I played it once. And I'm like, I didn't spend all that time creating it just to play it once. How you
it's
doing,
a horrible
brother?
Horrible song.
No, it's not. It's great. It's inspiring. Listen. It was Brigham Young who led the pioneers across the plains. They suffer with the trials they had to bear. They kept on going until they reached the Great Salt Lake. This is the place. You are truly like a pioneer. How you doing, buddy? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing all right. I've wanted to compare notes on this right here.
Oh, look at Church. He's got the iPhone Air.
Yeah, baby. Oh, it's glorious. Zabe, because I know, you know, you are a technology nerd like me, and you are an Apple
fanboy
person.
Oh yeah, very much
and
so.
And you went 17 Pro. I went 17 Air. It's glorious. From a hardware standpoint, to me, this is the biggest advancement in Apple since iPhone 1 to iPhone 2. This is a total game changer. It's the weight, the size,
it
the
is
thinness.
Wafer.
Oh, it's glorious.
Wafer thin.
Wafer thin. I will Venmo you one crisp dollar if you can tell me that guy's name.
What guy? The guy that said wafer thin in Monty Python?
No, the guy who exploded.
Oh, shit. I don't know who that is.
When the maitre d' sat him down.
Yeah.
This, you know, nerdy movie trivia. When the maitre d' sat him down, they announced his name as Mr. Creosote. Which is some kind of a fireplace thing. I don't know entirely.
All right, this was in the movie. This was a Monty Python movie. Which one was it?
Yes. Meaning of Life.
Okay, yeah.
Very good. In the Monty Python pantheon.
Better than Holy Grail or not as good as Holy Grail?
Oh, God, no.
Holy
Grail,
you shut your face. Okay, sorry.
When Holy Grail, the first time I ran into Holy Grail, it was on PBS. And I happened to be home on a Friday night, you know, my normally very busy social schedule. Friday night, I'm at home, and it's playing. And I had never heard about it. I'm like 13. Destroyed me. I don't know that I've ever laughed any harder than I did watching Monty Python and the Holy Grail. The epic scenes.
Here it is right here, by the way.
Yeah. Just one.
A totally fat, gluttonous person being fed by John Cleese. One more wafer. Bon appetit. And then he runs away because he knows it's going to make him literally explode. Here we go. a shower of guts and food, and then he appears as a open chest cavity with his heart beating barely and food guts all over the place because he just had one more wafer.
Wafer thin. That was the one that put him over the edge.
Right. So this was well before the gluttonization of the world, but especially of America. This movie was made in the late 70s? Maybe in the 80s?
Mid-80s, I'm going to guess.
Mid-80s, okay.
Yeah.
So the iPhone Air is interesting that you're into it. You love technology. You love things getting thinner and lighter. More powerful. They claim the battery can last all day. I'm dubious of that. Especially
it does.
Okay. So you said that so quick. You've owned it for 5 days.
That hasn't run out of battery in any of those 5 days.
Up, charge. Ah.
Oh, there we go.
There
we're
you
back.
Go.
I don't know. I don't have any reason to think it was on my end, but it might have been. I don't know.
Even in Utah, you most likely have superior internet to me, although they did run fiber optic down the road near the monogamous compound. Now, I say near. There's still a half a mile to go to get it to my doorstep. And we're on
I would run a wire from your house half a mile. Just
leave it on the ground?
Draping it across everybody's lawns.
Trees and fence posts.
Yes. Yes.
A duct tape it across driveways. Go on here. Never mind this. This is my internet here. I would assume they're gonna dig it down my street. Because otherwise, why bring it to where we are? There's four households that have the disposable income that would love to buy the fiber. But yeah, So anyway, the air is fascinating because it's so wafer thin, but it has to accommodate a bulge up top for the camera plateau. And even though it only has one single lens, which does not make it a photographer's choice for a phone,
no,
they smashed all of the internal guts and memory and chips up in that bulge. And the body basically all battery. Now, it's incredibly thin, incredibly light. You are rocking it naked right now. Do you plan to live naked with the phone, or are you going to get a case?
I only live naked with my phone. That tells you how committed I am, Zabe, to the thinnest and lightest possible phone. I will not put a case on my phones. I would rather risk the $1,000 or whatever, you know, whatever that phone costs.
Don't you
or
get
whatever
Apple Care
to get the new screen?
Do you get Apple Care to help protect it? Well, then you should. If you're going to run naked.
I probably should.
Okay, so you run naked with no insurance either. Wow. You are out there, buddy.
Right there. I am out there. Exactly. And that is a commitment to thin, lightweight, pocketable phones.
Pocketability, yeah. So, but are you often wearing skinny jeans that require you to jam the phone into your back pocket like some kind of runway model?
Listen, Zabe. Some people can do the skinny jeans. I got a lot battling for pocket space over here, if you know what I'm saying.
You got your pocket protector. You got your compass. You got your protractor. you've got your hit points chart for Dungeons and Dragons folded up and laminated.
My 20-sided dice. Yes, and let's not forget my penis.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate the fact that you. Love.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just moving on from that. I'm not getting into your penis. I love that you are such an embracer of cool tech, because we are living in an amazing technology world. And to think that once upon a time the Apple Newton existed, and it was a clunky, of course you did. It was a clunky piece of shit that didn't do anything, but we still loved it as technology nerds because it was the first thing that approximated a handheld computer. Right?
That's right. Yep. It was black and white. It was a quasi tablet, but it was very thick and had a small screen. But Zabe, you could write on it had a little pen that it came with it, and it would switch your handwriting to text. And that was at the time, that was groundbreaking. The Newton was, we got to pull up the Newton.
eBay has a vintage Apple Newton message pad. One pad 130 with case stylus, memory works, $145 or best offer.
Oh, man.
It's another one for $129. So what could you do on this? You could set a calendar to remind you of important things. You could keep contacts of people, but you couldn't call from this device. You could write notes on there. What else did the Newton do?
You could write notes on it. I don't remember all the apps that it had. Very few apps. It did have a scheduler on it. So you could keep your calendar. I don't remember what else was on.
Released August 2nd, 1993.
Wow.
We've come a long way.
I took it into a meeting one time. I took my Newton into a meeting. I'm like, I'm going to be the coolest guy in this business meeting. And they all looked at me like I was the biggest freaking nerd that ever walked the earth.
Because you were.
I thought I was going to be like the coolest guy walking in with my Apple Newton. And
like, oh, God.
Oh, the
look
disdain.
At this
the disdain. Yes, yes.
All right.
And it derailed the whole meeting and everything. Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. I await your reports on whether or not the ergonomics are too thin. And too light for, you know,
what?
Good handling. Well, you say there can be no such thing. Remember, your phone is meant to be held. And so therefore, your hands have to be able to adapt to both the tactileness of it. Some say the iPhone naked is too slippery for them. And they don't feel comfortable with it. And they like
freaking babies.
Others say they don't mind a little bit of a grip. Some like a pop socket on the back. Some like a little ring that you can slide your middle finger through for more security so you know you're not going to drop it. Everyone's different, Charge. We're not judging. Don't judge, okay? But I want to tell you a story about it. You're like pop sockets. What are you, a 14-year-old girl? Pop sockets.
Exactly.
All right, so here's an a story.
Tell me your story.
Story in AI. I, of course, have only dealt with Apple products for 2012, I think. I finally left the last Windows behind. And I really hate Windows and just how clunky and shitty looking it is and how confusing the interface is. It just totally sucks. But there's one machine I have in my house, which is Windows, and has to be Windows because it's for my golf simulator room, because all the golf sims that are out there run on Windows.
Right.
And none of them basically run on Mac. So I was thinking about, I did get a launch monitor that does, the only one that runs on Mac, which is SkyTrack Plus, and we'll see how it goes, because I wanted simplicity, and I've got other Mac laptops strong enough with M1 chips that could run the sim easily. And it's all contained in just the app for the launch monitor. But I was thinking about upgrading my Windows computer, which is so slow to start up. Now, of course, this is a computer from 2015, I want to say. So it's 10 years old. And it's running Windows 10, which I think is behind by at least one OS upgrade at least.
Yeah. And they're going to stop supporting it, and they're going to force it to update, because Windows 11 is all built about serving you ads into your operating system. Ugh. And that's what they really want to do.
Yeah.
And they don't like Windows 10 because it doesn't have all the ad hooks built into it.
Right. So I decided just on for shits and giggles, as I'm in Best Buy today, to go look at some gaming PCs just to see, okay, what would it cost to upgrade to a gaming PC? And they had quite a few gaming PCs pre-assembled and there for purchase. Many of them had interesting sort of clear plastic boxes with tons of fans meant to cool it down a lot more easily. I mean, I was not going to configure it myself, much less build it myself like a friggin' nerd.
Whoa.
I know. You're very proud of the machine you built. But so I'm just looking at the prices. And there was one that was there for like $780. And I'm like, okay, well, that's not terrible. But I don't know if it meets the specs of what I need. Now, what I need is quite complicated because, let me call up the Grok prompt I asked it. It has three parts. One, it has to be able to handle the launch monitor itself, the physical device that looks at your shot and says, okay, spin rate 3000, launch angle, blah, blah, blah. It then has to handle the software of the launch monitor, and then it has to connect with another software that is the fake golf course that the ball then shoots through and on the green and in the trees and in the water and everything else. And it has to display complex 4K graphics that are running at least 60p and requires a certain amount of RAM, certain amount of graphic card, certain amount of graphics RAM or graphics memory, I guess it is. A lot of shit I don't know because I'm not in the gaming world. So I took a picture, and I'll just show this to you here. I took a picture of the Best Buy display. It's not focusing, but I took
back just a little bit. Yep, okay. There you go. Okay,
I took a picture of the Best Buy display that described the computer, and I simply asked Gronk3, is this computer enough to run the golf club on SkyTrack Plus?
Yes.
Within seconds, it spit out the following, excuse my microphone there, incredibly detailed, accurate, robust analysis saying, conclusion, yes, it's more than enough.
Absolutely.
Holy fucking shit, Charge. This photo of the little placard on the Best Buy, display had a limited amount of information. It didn't have to ask me, well, what do you mean SkyTrack Plus? Is it this? Is it that? It didn't have to ask, what is the Golf Club 19 as a golf simulator? And I even showed it the photo sideways. So it had no problem.
Wow.
I mean, which you would think, well, it's a computer. Why would it care if it's sideways? It just obviously turned the thing sideways. But I thought, I wonder if me posting that sideways is going to trip it up. And I mean, it went into detail about exactly what the spec recommendations are
for both the SkyTrack launch monitor and for the golf sim, the golf club, where your model exceeds it or meets the recommendations, it produced this in seconds.
And it's right. It's right. Okay, so did you, and you were running this off a 2015 Windows 10 computer prior?
Yeah.
So if you did, and I don't know if you bought it or not, I hope you did, isn't this going to dramatically change the graphical? I mean, everything's more than doubled. It's like quadrupled since 2015.
Right.
Isn't it going to be a total game changer for your golf simulator in terms of the graphical, the visuals?
It should, but I then have to get into the world of I have to get my license for the Golf Club 19 because I bought a lifetime subscription for it, $1,000, 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I have to get that license. I have to unbond that license from the old computer because they make you do that. They don't want you sharing your license, right, with a bunch of other computer users around the world. Like, hey, I bought it. Here, you have it. Right. You have it. So I have to unbond it from the computer. I have to unbond it from the old SkyTrack, which is the regular SkyTrack. Have to download the Golf Club 19. I have to then reconnect it. I'm not even sure where that license is, what the status is, what the company that owns the license, how do I get a hold of them? It was a company called Pro T United that owned the Golf Club as a software enterprise for simulators, and they're based in the Netherlands. So it's like,
jeez.
Yeah. So it's not as easy. Now, the SkyTrack Plus, if I just hook it up to the Mac, they've got courses that work within the native software of the launch monitor itself. So it should be a lot more self-contained and seamless, but they only have about 80 courses, not 3,000. And they don't have user-created courses because users in this community have been building replicas.
I bet.
Yes, building replicas down to every last fucking shrub of famous courses all over the place, including Augusta National, which is labeled as Georgia Country Club.
Oh, I bet. Right.
But it is spot nuts on charge to every goddamn azalea on that property in digital form because people are sickos and they spend thousands of hours designing these simulator courses down to the elevation and the humps and the bumps and the bunkers. And it's a whole community, you know? I'm in a nerd community of people that do this stuff.
Yeah, you are. And here's the other thing that's great about it, I think. You know, where you live, you know, your golf, you miss out on what, 3 months of golf?
Three.
4 months
Six.
Of golf?
Right? Six, yeah.
Six it's
a 6 month season.
Right? You're not golf.
April.
6 month season. So.
Yeah. March kind of sucks. You can play in March, but it's still winter. April, May, June, July, August, September, and October. We get 7 months. So it's 5 months. November, you can play, but it sucks. So, yeah, 4 to 5 months for sure. But, yeah, it's also good to play simulator golf at night when you're watching a basketball game on the TV in the sim room.
Oh,
you're doing both.
Yeah, right? You're doing – yeah, absolutely. That's a great multitasking. And look at the baseball – in the case of baseball, which you don't want to watch continuously anyway.
You don't want to stare there with your feet flat foot on the ground staring at it.
Nobody does that, right? You need something else to do with baseball. That's
what is this? What is this 0-2 pitch down 5-0 in the third inning going to be? Ooh, strike.
Oh, it's thrilling.
Yeah.
Experience it.
But anyway, the AI to be able to decipher all that to me was mind-blowing. So
here's what I did. My similar story, my wife, so my setup on Sundays, Abe, I've got my main TV, but then I've got on a rolling stand. You remember the two rolling stands upstairs that I had in my office before, right? So I have one of those rolling stands, put a TV on it. It was a 55-inch TV and I rolled it out. I watched the Vikings night game. I rolled it out onto my porch.
Nice.
And then at the end of the game, I got lazy and I left it out there on the porch. And overnight, the wind blew it over and it cracked.
No.
So, yeah, it was a dumbass move.
With your tech. I thought you were going to say it was eaten by coyotes.
Oh, that'd be super cool. That would be way cooler. So I'm like, all right, I need to just replace a TV. I'm going to use 18 days a year. All I need to do is be able to do when they're on the 1 o'clock Eastern starts on Sunday. I need a second TV so I can watch more games. 18 days a year. So Walmart, went to Walmart, got out Grok, and I just said, Grok, I need to use the TV 18 days a year for streaming NFL games. What should I buy? 55-inch TV. And Grok, like you, 1 second later, it's like, oh, you should get this value Roku built-in TV. Then you don't have to buy a separate Roku, and here's the one to go get. It's a Hisense, blah, 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 blah. And it's on sale right now for
$247. $247. Okay. Yeah, virtually
nothing. That was it. Yeah.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A mochi moment from Tara, who writes, for years, all my doctor said was eat less and move more, which never worked. But you know what does? The simple eating tips from my nutritionist at Mochi. And after losing over 30 pounds, I can say you're not just another GLP-1 source. You're a life source. Thanks, Tara. I'm Myra Ahmed, founder of Mochi Health. To find your Mochi moment, visit joinmochi.com.
Tara is a Mochi member compensated for her story.
You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won. Make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.
All right, give me the Vikings vibes, and I want to talk Carson Wentz because a photo shook free of him as a teenager wearing a Vikings jersey sitting in the upper deck at the old Metrodome. Now he's winning games for his beloved Purple People Eaters.
Yes, Carson Wentz was a lifelong Vikings fan and ended up going to school at North Dakota, right? And remained a Vikings fan all along and ended up finding his way back to Minnesota. He didn't have to do much in this Vikings lopsided win in which the Bengals just self-destructed. Zabe, this is one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen in my entire life. This thing, poor Jake Browning got just murdered back there. And defensively, what Brian Flores, the blender they put the Bengals into, was just unfair. I don't know if you happen to have seen the pre-snap video by my friend from The Athletic, Alec Lewis, in which the Vikings changed pre-snap. They changed formations defensively four times pre-snap.
Yeah, here
and
it
Browning
is.
Was just completely lost.
I'm looking at it right here. Alec Lewis says, has an NFL defense ever disguised like this? They go from an all-out blitz look to man coverage look to a Tampa 2 look and then to what looks like quarters on one side and cover 2 on the other. Just diabolical stuff.
Diabolical stuff. And it was glorious. The Vikings starting cornerback, Isaiah Rogers, a free agent they signed to a 2-year deal, posted the single highest grade in the history of Pro Football Focus for one player in one game. And the estimate is that they've done roughly 500,000 player breakdowns since the company formed in 2006.
Wow. He forced 3 turnovers and scored 2 touchdowns, one an interception after a deflection by Harrison Smith, and then another one after Rodgers poked the ball loose from Noah Fant.
And yeah, he generated his own fumble, scooped it up, and ran it back.
Yes. And if you are in an IDP league or individual defensive player league, yeah, you were really happy that you had Isaiah Rodgers. Where does Charge stand on IDP fantasy leagues?
Don't care for it. Play the way you want to play. But what I don't like about individual defensive player fantasy leagues, you're rewarding failure. The players who are the best are these players that are defensive players that are on the field all the time, right? You remember like the great players like Sauce Gardner, nobody bothers throwing on his side of the field. And so he doesn't generate any stats.
Okay, that's for DBs. But if you're drafting Myles Garrett, then, you know, he's going to wreak havoc. Sacks, fumbles, strips, all that.
He's going to get his sacks.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't care for him, but you're not going to judge.
No.
You don't play in those games.
I don't play it.
Okay. Where do you stand on backflip 100-point fantasy leagues? I didn't even know this was a thing until Tyreek Hill just scored a touchdown again and did his patented backflip. If you draft a player who does a backflip after a touchdown, it's 100 points or basically an auto win.
Auto win. I love it. And the guy who pulled it off this weekend, Zabe, that I never saw coming, Cam Scataboo. Did you see his backflip?
No, I missed it.
Yes. And he's built. I mean, look at the guy.
He's a psycho.
He is. Oh, he's the best. This is, I'm just stunned more teams.
Oh, there it is right there. There it is right there. Holy shit.
Who would have guessed that he could get that body into a backflip?
Right.
Unreal.
So there you go. All you Cam Scataboo owners in a 100-point backflip league, congratulations, you won your week. There's another league I just was today years old when I learned about. The 100-point quarterback tackle league. And apparently Lamar Jackson got a tackle on Monday night. Yes. So boom, 100 points.
100 points. In some cases, you have to be pretty bad at your position, a quarterback, to get, because you're generating your own tackles.
Right.
Oftentimes,
right.
It's your pick that the defender is bringing back, and you have to make the tackle on. Now, which big guy move was better this weekend, say?
Jordan
Cam
Davis.
Cam Scataboo's backflip, or Jordan Davis running at 18 miles per hour on the
fastest. He was the fastest fat guy ever recorded in the StatCast era. So the fastest 300 pounder they had ever recorded for top speed in StatCast. Yeah, they're just freak athletes. And then of course the guy for the Jets who hopped over the line, blocked the kick, and then picked it up and ran with it, and their coach, who not only ran and broke into a funky dance walk, but he posted it perfectly to the intro to Earth, Wind, and Fire's September, as well as post up to Groove Tonight. Those were funny.
Yes, and he happened to do it on September 21st.
And sometimes I feel like we're living in a simulation. It's just all too perfect. So anyway, the Lions are alive. You guys are alive. I did like to see where as soon as you guys routed the Bengals, you announced, oh, yeah, yeah, J.J. McCarthy, he won't be back till after the bye in week 7. And you still want to tell me that they think he can play. You keep believing that lie, brother.
That was always the time frame. It was always going to be after the bye in week 7.
But for an ankle?
That's not new news.
For an ankle that he was seen running around on. Okay. He's a quarterback. He's not a running back.
Well, you got this bye coming anyway. It's, you know, you miss 2 games, bye week, you come back full on the ankle. He was, you know, it was Carson Wentz was not amazing. All Carson Wentz did, Zabe, was not give away the game, which would have been almost impossible.
He was, as you like to say, non-awful.
He was non-awful.
Non-awful.
That's all he was.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you the Principal Skinner, Superintendent Chalmers, Aurora Borealis on this injury. Really? A 7-week ankle injury. The Northern Lights isolated in your kitchen, Skinner. That's what I'm saying.
Part of the country localized entirely within your kitchen. Yes.
Yes. Yes. A 7-week.
Matter of fact, yes.
Or a 5-week. It's high ankle sprain.
It's a 3-week. Zabie's missing three games.
He got hurt in game two.
He missed last week for week three. He's going to miss the two Europe games, and then they go on bye. He's going to miss three games.
Whoa. You got two Europe games?
Yeah. How about this? Vikings, so they play in Dublin this week against Pittsburgh. Then they get a unique advantage. And by the way, Vikings are 8-0 in international play.
Okay.
Then they go to London. They are the first team that gets to stay in Europe. I think this is going to be a huge advantage. They will already be time acclimated. They don't have all the same week travel stuff. They go play the Browns. I understand a very good team. Very, very good team. Browns that in London the week after. Then they go on bye. I think it's going to be a big advantage for Minnesota.
I didn't even know that. I guess that was announced over the summer or the off season, and I totally forgot about the schedule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
I'm digging it. Oh, except
so
I
wait. So
my
hold
pre-game,
on. So
my pre-game
so you lose
start at 5:30.
Okay, so you lose both a road game and a home game on the schedule.
That's
so
right.
So the Vikings will have 7 home games this year.
And yes, but get this, they're going to go into their week 7 matchup with 1 true road game. All the rest, they have one road game in an opponent stadium. That's it into week 7.
Really? Wow. That's wild. And the fans up there weren't mad that you were being gypped of a precious home game?
Nah, not really.
Really? Okay.
I haven't heard any outcry.
Okay. If it got to more than that, how would you feel?
Yeah, at that point, it's too much.
Yeah, like at some point.
At that point, it's too much.
The Giants we go. A quarterback changes in the offing. Adam Schefter reporting that the Giants are planning to start rookie Jackson Dart Sunday against the Chargers. This, according to sources. Can you adequately get your head around the entire arc of Russell Wilson's career? A guy who should have 2 rings, does have 1, was one of the highest paid players, one of the most dramatic showdowns with management, where he broke the news of his new contract, snuggled up in bed with pop R&B singing superstar around his, snuggle up with him. What's up, Hawks? We back. And now he is a punchline. He is a joke. He is a farce of a quarterback. I can't get my head around it.
It's 14 years in. We just saw the most. I can only remember ever seeing one other quarterback who cared less than Russell Wilson did in the game he just played, where he was lofting this, the trademark rainbows, but there's nothing underneath him. He's thrown into double coverage, and it's basically punts into interceptions. And then that 4-play sequence from the goal line that was just humiliating. And the funny thing is, other than Russell Wilson on Sunday, the better team was the Giants. If they'd have played any of 31 other starting quarterbacks, including Carson Wentz and Jake Browning, they would have beaten the Chiefs and put the Chiefs into 0-3. But Russell Wilson single-handedly gave the game away. In which, honestly, the better team ended up losing that game. So, Russell, this is all deserved. Russell's dead. He doesn't care. And I would not be surprised if he ends up getting cut at some point.
Oh, that's coming. But, it might be before Sunday, because they've got such a crowded quarterback room. They got Jameis there as well. When are you ever going to put that guy whose 4th and final pass in a desperation situation near the goal line hit the fucking crossbar? When are you going to put that guy? When are you going to put that guy back in a game?
In the game, and go, he gives us the best chance to win. That guy.
His first pass was an intentional grounding that bounced into the tunnel leading to the locker room. I mean, that whole series was 4 computer glitches in a row, is what that was. And how their GM, Joe Shane, hasn't been fired yet is beyond me. He hired Dable, who started out great and has been a dick and a disaster ever since, an egg-shaped zilch as a coach. He let Saquon Barkley walk out the door to a division rival and won a Super Bowl. If Daniel Dimes goes to the Super Bowl against Barkley and the Eagles, that will kill John Mara, somebody said. but it's also, he's also the guy that said, yeah, let's get into the Russell Wilson business. Even if it's cheap, you don't want to get in the business of a guy who's done, who's cooked, who's a clown, and yet they did. But this is where you say, okay, they really don't get it. Graham Gano got hurt in that game Sunday night right away.
Yeah.
And so they were already limited on kickers. This happened last year to them in a game against the Commanders early in the year. Graham Gano,
I don't remember that.
Graham Gano has missed 16 games the last two seasons. He has made only 71% of his kicks when he has been healthy, which has to be near the bottom of the NFL. Graham Gano is 38 years old. By the way, are any of these things by themselves enough to go, yeah, you're just the kicker. There's more guys out there. We're moving on. We'll get someone else. Graham Gano the Giants could have saved over $3 million in cap space by cutting him.
What, their kicker? Oh, my God.
But they did not. And then the Giants had 2 7th-round picks to take a kicker if they wanted to. Ryan Fitzgerald is the Panthers' starting kicker. He was a 7th-round pick. The Giants did not bring in any competition for Graham Gano in training camp, where he barely kicked, which got him to the season healthy but injured him 3 games in for the third time in 3 years. This is literally a who does Graham Gano have photos of in the Giants organization level of incompetence. And you can say, well, it's just the kicker. They got bigger problems. You just talked about the quarterback. Yeah. But it shows you they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
The Hail Mary that Brian Daboll and John Mara and Shane have got is Jackson Dart.
Well,
if Jackson Dart is awesome, that could save all of their jobs. But 9 times out of 10, say when a team drafts, it puts a first round pick into a quarterback. There's a coin flip chance. It is a death sentence for everybody because you're already in trouble if you put that first round pick into a quarterback because you needed a quarterback. And then, secondarily, if that kid doesn't look great, I mean, look at what's happening in Tennessee right now, Zay. Things are so bad for Brian Callahan. They are already have fired their wide receiver coach and whatever. Okay. Fired their wide receiver coach. And now their game duties, play calling duties, they've now transferred to their offensive coordinator.
All right, you said in Tennessee. I thought the Falcons fired their wide receiver coach.
You're right.
I kill you. Which anytime this happens, I gotta say, oh, so it's all his fault, huh? Now I will say, do you know the stat that will blow your mind? So far through 3 weeks, not a single Falcons wide receiver nor tight end has a receiving touchdown. Woof.
Wow, that's hard to do.
That is hard to do. So they fired the wide receivers coach, who just so happens to be black. The head coach happens to be black. But anytime this happens, I go to my favorite Curb Your Enthusiasm bite.
Well, because I fired him, that's why.
You fired him?
You fired I Kill
You fired him? Why you fired a black man?
Why you fire him?
I fired the black man because
we can't score any touchdowns.
The whole system here.
Our tight ends don't even score.
And he's here like every week, I'm giving him checks.
Somebody's got to be fired.
Remotes. I can't
We've
turn
had
it on.
So many problems.
But I know, black man, it can never do anything wrong.
Really,
I need to get fired. Black people always do everything right.
You got to turn the damn satellite on for the TV to work. See the little green light? Just got to turn it on. Or you can fire the black man. Whatever works for you.
Yeah. Or whatever works for you. Well.
Didn't Larry David through one sequence, roughly halfway through the show's run, he was dating, was it Wanda Sykes? Who was he dating? And he didn't like her, but he couldn't break up with her because she was black. But then she got cancer, and he was really happy because that was going to be his out.
I don't remember that. That must have been after he divorced his TV show wife, the lovely Cheryl Hines, who's a hardcore lib married to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which is a wild combination right there, but oh well.
Isn't it?
All right, Charge, we've talked barely any fantasy. For those that do want Charge's fantasy takes, make sure to listen to his podcast, Fantasy Football Weekly, which drops every Friday.
Friday. Yep, Friday afternoons. And also the Chop podcast, which drops Tuesday and Thursday afternoons.
Okay, very good. Any online cheat sheets to consult?
My guillotine specific rankings are available at fantasylife.com for those that
It is
like
with
that.
Great shame that my shitty fantasy team got chopped in our whiskey league.
I know.
Ashton Gentry was a huge mistake. His percentage of negative runs leads the league because the Raiders' O-line is every bit as shite
so bad.
As the Bengals.
Bengals, yes, yes. Those are the only two offensive lines that are giving negative yards before contact.
Negative, right.
Though on average, your runners are getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. That's how bad the Bengals and the Raiders are. Yeah. But thank you for, I will put a bid of
on
100
who?
And... on Ashton Gentry, 113.
You'll
bucks
take him, huh? Well, you're gonna be
I'll
disappointed. Plus, he looked like a stud in college. He looks like a freaking shrimp in the NFL. Somebody should have done a simulation of what he would look like in the pros. All right, Charge, is always a pleasure, my friend. We'll talk next week. See you, bud.
Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
You know football and you pick winners all the time, so why not get paid for them at MyBookie? Bet single game spreads, money lines, or parlays to increase your payouts. Low contest entry fees and over $500,000 to be won make it so you don't have to be a pro gambler to have fun. Getting started is easy. Just visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit to secure a double deposit bonus. That's promo code CHARLIE, ZULU, ALPHA, BRAVO, ECHO to get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. MyBookie is a proven sports book that makes it simple to bet and to win. So make this your winning season exclusively at MyBookie.